Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's the late, great Bobby Darin bringing us back. One of his greats. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Michael Salzman, Senior VP and Partner with Berman & Company. And we're talking about the gig economy. In the earlier segment, previous segment, we talked about what the gig economy is, the fact that it is not only significant, and not only significant, but important. And in my opinion, Michael, post-pandemic, with more and more remote working, the gig economy is going to become more like the economy. And so now, folks, if you can get your head around that, now try to process what Michael is about to tell you that the weird state of California is doing to the gig economy. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, Jim, listeners of your show, are likely aware of some of the declining fortunes in recent years of organized labor, and their membership's been dropping steadily for several decades. Because the gig economy is growing, I mean, by some estimates, you know, up to a quarter of the workforce is earning income in the gig economy. Unions would really like a piece of that.
Michael, let me give you some quick numbers. In 1972, the private workforce was 30 so percent union. Today, it's around 5. Go ahead.
Yeah, that tells the story. Unions would like a piece of that gig money, and they have a problem because gig workers by nature are not employees. And so what they did in California is they worked on a law called AB 5, and basically what AB 5 did is made it difficult, if not impossible, for employers to hire somebody as a contractor, and it's really designed to push towards being full-time employees. What happened is it created chaos in the state, not just for, you know, Uber drivers and Lyft drivers who found themselves in this kind of weird limbo, but who it really hurt were, you know, the translators, the musicians, you know, the independent interpreters, all sorts of people who work in freelance jobs and earn income, even freelance journalists.
Would it be a stretch to say that California is almost the headwater of the gig economy? That if there ever was a state, you know, there are certain states in this country that for 100 years have been considered bellwether states. In other words, whatever you and I are doing today, those five states were doing them 5 years ago. California is one of those bellwether states. Can we not call California the gig bellwether?
Well, yes, in two terms.
It's a natural for them, isn't it? The free spirit attitude, that kind of thing?
Yep. I think they're the bellwether on some of these innovative ideas, but then unfortunately they also become the bellwether on the sort of left labor policy reaction to those ideas that then gets exported elsewhere.
We call that the bad bellwether. Go ahead.
that's the bad. That's right. But you know, this fight is coming to a head this fall on a ballot measure in the state called Proposition 22, where a yes vote basically saves the jobs of, or the gigs rather, of Uber and Lyft drivers, and a no vote essentially forces them to become the companies to make them full-time employees. And the data looks pretty bad. I mean, what the companies have said is if you force us to make them full-time employees, prices, you know, one company said prices would go up as much as 38%. There was a study that came out that said the number of drivers that were needed would drop by up to 90%.
Wow.
Because you have this dynamic where prices go up, and then the availability of drivers goes down because they can no longer do what they do now, which is say, you know, well, I'm going to work the overnight shift. I'm going to work from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. to catch people going to the airport. That flexibility works in a gig job, but it doesn't work in a full-time W-2 environment.
That's right. It doesn't fit the humanity of today's populace. I mean, You got people trying to go to school. You got kids, people sharing duties to take care of the elderly or sick people or whatever. And one thing I need to report here, Michael, is this isn't a new kind of thing for California. 20 years ago, I was reporting with the Kiplinger Letter folks about the fact that, they were starting to notice an exodus out of California of small businesses. Small business owners in California 20 years ago were leaving the state, and the place they were going was the reporting was on was Colorado. They were going from California to Colorado. And that's been, so it's been going on. The craziness that the attacks, the general negative sentiment towards small businesses has been going on for a long time out there. And now it's gotten to this head with this A5 bill you're talking about, AB5. It's gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's starting to show up in the data. I mean, I think there was a story at the start of this year that they tracked this by moving van data, out migration, leaving the state, and it hit a 13-year high.
Yeah.
And I think, here's the thing, Jim. I think that happens when you get to a point where a state's harsh policy environment stops being, you know, people know the talking points, the noise, yeah. You know, the rich need to pay more, this and that. When you start making policy decisions that impact the lives of the working class and the middle class, where, you know, their power bill is more expensive,
right?
The goods is more expensive, they can't get a gig opportunity anymore. These are the things, and their house, they can't afford a house.
They're going to move. I call what's going on in California right now zero-sum critical mass. It's where zero-sum thinking is now achieving critical mass, and it's not a pretty thing, folks. It's very ugly. We're going to talk some more about this with Michael Sossman after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.